Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Ian David Erickson, E-R-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Erickson as described in my report at 4/26/14. But he is now a 60-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 6/4/12. Period. However, he provided information relative to another incident on 4/14/10. But on that occasion, he fell over in the dark part of work wire baskets. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder and rotator cuff. But he was seen at Cape Regional Emergency Room the same day. But he had further evaluation for it, what he understands to be his shoulder torn apart on 8/2/10. Period. That case is still open. Period. Dr. DeMorant recently took an MRI with contrast. Period. With respect to the 6/4/12 incident, he states while holding on with his left arm and hand, on back of a tractor trailer, he felt a tear and pop in his left shoulder, but he then fell to the ground. At that time, he was working for South Jersey Agricultural. Period. He did undergo surgery first on 6/4/12 and another on 9/24/12. Period. In April of 2022, Dr. DeMorant referred him for an MRI with contrast. Period. New paragraph, as per the records supplied, he received an order approving the settlement on 2/11/19 to be inserted here. Pretty then reopened his claim. Period. He had been seen in the emergency room on 11/5/14. I'm sorry, 11/15/14. Period. This was with a complaint of an arm problem. Period. He had two prior surgeries in the left shoulder, and his biceps fell, end quote, a couple of inches after that. Period. The last surgery was in 2012. But he woke up this day with severe pain in the left bicep, like a strong Charlie horse. Period. There was no new injury, but he did have painful range of motion. Period. He evidently was treated and released on Percocet and a sling. Period. He also was seen by Dr. DeMorant on 4/25/22, having last been seen on 3/18/13, but at that time he had residual pain which was stable and discharged from care on permanent work restrictions. Period. However, he stated he never returned to work, and his left shoulder pain had never completely resolved, and he's on total disability. But he also has right shoulder pain unrelated to the work injury and is being followed by an outside orthopedist for that. Period. As far as the left shoulder, Dr. DeMorant diagnosed left shoulder pain after multiple surgeries with development of radiographic signs of arthritic change. Period. X-rays were done in the office, revealing no acute bony injury. There was some inferior sparing on the glenoid as well as the humeral head, consistent with earlier arthritic change. Period. Dr. DeMorant saw causality of his current complaints to the work injury in question. Period. He referred the petitioner for an MRI of the shoulder. record in 6:15:22. He wrote an MRI was unable to be done because he had metal suture anchor in the humeral head, and the radiologist felt that the image would be obscured. Great, accordingly, he had a CAT scan done. Period. CAT scan was done on 5/19/22 to be inserted here. At the conclusion of this exam, Dr. Demeret gave a diagnostic impression of left shoulder status post left shoulder injury with surgery and cuff repair with persistent pain and dysfunction with post-traumatic arthritis as well as chronic pain and cramping and a chronic long head biceps tendon failed tenodesis. But he felt the majority of symptoms were coming from the post-traumatic arthritic change. Period. The petitioner's condition cannot be significantly improved upon by addressing the biceps directly with any type of surgical intervention. But they did discuss the possibility of intra-articular cortisone injection that might provide some relief, diffuse relief from referred pain pattern. But Mr. Erickson was going to think about this and return, but it does not appear to have done so. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore a left elbow sleeve that he states helps his arm. Pretty has numbness and tingling on the medial aspect of the arm. Pretty did complain about his signs and symptoms extensively. Period. The way he spends his days is he visits his friend's wife who has cancer. Period, a friend helps him with doing his hunting and other personal activities. Period. He was fairly uncooperative with the evaluation and gruff. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed heel scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had global tenderness palpation about the left shoulder of a moderate degree. Period. He had mild tenderness about the right anterior shoulder. Period. Left shoulder motion elicited complaints of tenderness in all spheres, even when done actively. Period abduction was 150 degrees, comma, flexion 155 degrees, comma, internal rotation 70 degrees, and external rotation 80 degrees. Period independent adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level. Period right shoulder flexion was limited to 130 degrees with tenderness. Period. Internal rotation was to 75 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all plans without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Attempts at manual muscle testing elicited complaints of tenderness, so they were on the left, so they were discontinued. Period. He declined participating in provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, tenelles at the olecranon process, medial epicondyle and lateral epicondyle all elicited numbness and tingling that does not follow anatomic dermatomes. Period. Spine, cervical, left rotation was minimally limited to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic, normal impressions. David Erickson injured his left shoulder at work on 6/4/12, as marked in my prior report. Period. He also currently conveys an injury to the same shoulder on 4/14/10, treated with arthroscopy. Period. After the subject event, he underwent surgery on both 6/4/12 and 9/24/12 to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, he returned to Dr. Demeret on 4/25/22 and had a CAT scan on 5/19/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Demeret did not think surgical intervention would be efficacious. Period. He offered a cortisone injection, but Mr. Erickson apparently deferred. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about both shoulders. Period. He complained of tenderness throughout range of motion on the left. Period. He also complained of tenderness with initial attempts at manual muscle testing in the left upper extremity, so the use were discontinued. Period. He declined cooperating with provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Period. He had non-physiologic complaints of numbness and tingling with tenelsine at the Alecranon process. Period. He had mildly reduced range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. He states he did receive physical therapy to his neck in 2022 without precipitating injury. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as marked previously. Period. It may in fact be new information that he had already injured the shoulder in 2010 and submitted to surgery for it. Period. That would impact on apportionment. Period. End.